News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, Glasnevin's Necrology Wall, it's in Glasnevin Cemetery. It was unveiled in 2016 to remember all those who died during the Irish Revolutionary years, both sides of that struggle. It has been vandalised, as I said, for a second time. Intruders used sledgehammers. They threw paint over the memorial. It includes the names of those who died in the 1916 Rising, the Civil War, the War of Independence. In an attempt to use the sledgehammer to remove the names of some British soldiers on the wall who were killed during the Rising, the vandals last night also damaged the names of some of the Irish volunteers who were killed. Kevin Myers, a journalist and historian, joins me on the line. Kevin, it seems an obvious question to ask, but your reaction when you picked up the newspaper and read that story this morning?
That it was predictable, that we seem unable to have commemoration without the alternative, the opposition occurring. Now, it's not coincidental that this has occurred almost simultaneously with the emergence of revitalized nationalism, with Sinn Féin playing Comanche Black and Tans. And when emotions are raised gratuitously and unnecessarily, then there are consequences. It'd be nice to think that there wouldn't be consequences, yeah. But the history tells us that there are consequences when you raise the tone on something like this.
Is Sinn Féin under an awful lot of pressure over recent days? I think even some of their staunchest critics might say you can hardly blame Sinn Féin, can you, for vandals taking a sledgehammer to that wall?
No, you can't blame Sinn Féin for the actual act, but you can blame Sinn Féin for creating a mood. We've got to be important. We've got to be in mind and what the difference is, but nonetheless, there is a responsibility, a social responsibility, for what you do and how you do it. Because you know, we all know, that there are irresponsible people in this society who will be triggered by unnecessary emotions. And it is not necessary to produce rebel-rousing ballads like the Comanche Black and Tans, come out and fight you like a man. Tell us how you won your medals up in Flanders. This is a direct rebuttal and refutation of the soldiers who were killed in 1916. So the ballot has a particular relevance to the events that took place in Glasnevin Cemetery. Glasnevin Cemetery has been vandalised for the second time, yeah. And the memorial wall in Kilkenny has already been vandalised. So we've got to recognise that there are people, irresponsible people, not in any way representative of how the vast majority of people feel. They are a tiny minority, but nonetheless, they are a minority that will remain in existence in Irish life. And the best thing to do is not to provoke them in any way with unnecessary music.
There had been plans as well, and Glasnevin Cemetery say, look, they might be on hold for the moment, to include the names of auxiliaries at the Black and Tans on the wall as well, the necrology wall. Now, when you say that, look, the overwhelming majority of Irish society don't have a problem with the names of British soldiers, might that change somewhat when it comes to the Black and Tans? Everything we saw with the RIC commemoration as well?
Well, the Black and
they're going to be much more controversial putting those names on the wall than the Sherwood Foresters.
Look, there's no way of doing commemoration without controversy. It's not possible. There are many hurdles to come, not least the 80 men, anti-treaty men, who were captured by the pro-treaty forces and murdered. They were murdered in cold blood, 80 of them. Now, nothing that the Black and Tans and the auxiliaries did compares with the murder of 80 captured men who were opposed to the treaty. 80 of them were put against walls and shot. Now, nothing that the Black and Tans did compares with that.
There's nothing uniquely Irish, is there, though, about...
We are dealing with atrocities.
Yeah.
Sorry?
There's nothing really uniquely Irish, though, is there, about the simplification of history and the kind of the shedding of nuance over decades?
No, everyone does it. And it's a very complex and difficult and nuanced undertaking to do, and it's a very brave undertaking. So I'm never going to deny the difficulties in doing this. But if you are going to complain about the presence of RIC auxiliaries on any memorial wall, then you also have to accept that atrocities took place across the board on all sides, and no atrocities done by the security forces, the British security forces, or the British-controlled security forces between 1916 and 1921.
Yeah.
with the events of the Civil War in 1922-23.
Kevin Myers, journalist and historian, thanks a million for speaking to us. Kevin mentioned the Moore Memorial in Kilkenny. I'm going to give a little plug. I know that the Moore Memorial Committee in Kilkenny are looking for the names of people who served in World War II. They're unveiling a new part of that memorial on the anniversary of D-Day, actually, on June 6th this year. And if anyone knows anyone, any relations who served in any armed forces, not just the British Army, but other armed forces around the world and served in World War II, get in touch with the Kilkenny War Memorial Committee. Find them on Google.
It was a real hotbed during the War of Independence, Kilkenny, wasn't it?
You have a real go at Kilkenny every time when it comes to it. There was a battle in Kilkenny, actually, in the War of Independence.
Yeah?
Yeah, there was.
Okay, I look forward to reading about that.